This is KUNM. I'm Elaine Baumgartel. Life for a farmer revolves around the changing of the seasons. KUNM's Mallory Begay caught up with one farmer who's developed an even closer relationship with the cycle.
It's 2 in the afternoon and it's 97 degrees in Pinellas, and the day is only getting hotter. I'm in Fidel Gonzalez's backyard. To the west are several rows of dirt with green stalks poking out. There are 3 small sheds and a huge pile of compost on the furthest corner.
This is for you. It's horchata.
Oh, thank you.
You know horchata, right?
Yeah, I had it.
We just made it.
Gonzalez dusts off a table for me to sit on, and he takes a seat across from me on a blue hammock. He can see almost 20 years of his hard work in front of him here.
My life totally flipped to the opposite side by farming.
Gonzalez says farming gave him a new passion and shifted his worldview. Every interaction with the planting process holds a deeper meaning for him. Weeding, for example, is his therapy, and it's helped him overcome his alcohol addiction.
It makes you think like I'm removing things not just from the plants, but also from my head. So that's how I see it, that I'm healing myself by farming.
By 2012, Gonzalez's life had become so intertwined with farming that his harvest seemed like a response to the arrival of his son, Tenoch.
So when his mom was pregnant, you know how women get, she was craving, and we have them right here. I'm super glad because we have them, bell peppers and blackberries together.
But bell peppers and blackberries weren't the only produce awaiting Tenoch. Gonzalez said he had a lot of lettuce on hand too.
Traditionally in Mexico, when we have a brand new boy, the first time that he takes a shower, we do it with lettuce in the water. They say that it helps them to relax and sleep deeply.
Farming gave him a chance to connect with the earth spiritually. Gonzalez says so much so that he started Aztec dancing as a way to give thanks.
By farming, by dancing, by being a father, I've been developing a sense of love to my life. And that's the most benefit I've been getting from farming. So right here we're gonna be, that's where we dump everything. But this is where we're going to be producing good quality compost.
Gonzalez finds spiritual value in farming, but it's still his job. And as a source of income, farming can be challenging because the growing process depends on nature. Gonzalez is part of the Agricultura Network, a co-op that supports South Valley farmers by selling their produce.
Because you make good money, but just during the high season. And if you make enough money during the high season, you have a nice life during the low season.
Gonzalez opened a store near the University of New Mexico earlier this year. He says he wanted to reach new customers.
Once again, the farming is just not about dropping seeds in the soil. It's how are you going to benefit even the students, the whole community.
The first time I spoke with Gonzalez, he was in the middle of a divorce and sorting through his life possessions. The next time we met, he said he was closing his store, but there was nothing somber about his tone. It was his personal low season, but he had enough optimism to get through it. So his marriage didn't work out, but he has a son he loves, and he views the closing of his store as a learning experience. He's already planning on opening a new one next year.
You plan, expecting that everything that you plan, it's gonna grow and be being success, right? But you don't know what nature wants.
Gonzalez is taking it all in stride because if farming's taught him anything, it's that his life will once again yield something worth harvesting. For KUNM, I'm Mallory Begay.